I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 30,700 tons of hay trade. Compared to last week, new crop export and domestic alfalfa and export Timothy $5 to $10 higher. Trade was very active with very good demand. Some producers are reporting lower yields due to colder temperatures. Exporters remain very aggressive for new crop Timothy. Alfalfa on the good quality for export quality sold from $160 to $185 per ton. Timothy grass on the premium quality mid-square bale sold from $250 to $270 for the export market. And Timothy grass small square premium quality for the export market sold from $300 to $325. Per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, alfalfa was steady. Trade was very slow with moderate demand for new crop. Rain showers were reported in parts of the trade area. Mid squares of good alfalfa sold for $120 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in an extremely limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In central Oregon counties, large squares of alfalfa rated good, contracted new crop sold for $170 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of good-rated alfalfa with rain damage sold for $125 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of good to premium new crop prairie grass for the retail stable market sold for $200 per ton. Eastern Oregon and Harney County had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.